Zok the Mishnah weiter. We're learning Daf Chof Amabez. Chof Amabez. And we're starting from the Mishnah. We're continuing about Asham. Zok the Mishnah. Temuras Asham. A Temura of Asham. By the way, what's the din of a Vlad Asham? My Yeshua is in a Vlad Asham. The din is a Vlad Asham can't be possible because Asham has to be a Zacha. So interesting is a Vlad Asham. Asham can't have a child. Temuras Asham. So, Temuras Asham, it's one halacha. What Temuras Asham? Vlad Temura. Vlad Vladam, all the grandchildren are Temura, Tzev, Kalem, Yirat, Yistayv. Halach is every single one of those, they're off the pasture until he gets a mum, V'yamachu, V'yamein, Nadava. And you take the money and bring it as a Nadava. And we'll see that Nadava means Nidvas Tzibur here. That's what it means. Go to Nidvas Tzibur. So what do you do? Temura is Asham, or Vlad Temura, Halach is that those things cannot be used as a carbon. If you get a mum, what do you do with the money? You put it into the kupa that you use for Eulas Tzibur. Rabbi Eliezer Soiver. Oymer Yimusu. Let's hold Zimusu. So Pasuk Pshat and Rav Eliezer is Zimusu is because he holds like a chatas. Just like a Tmuras chatas is Mesas, one of Chomesh chatas is Mesas, and Vlad Tmuras also is Mesas. That's what he holds. Rav Eliezer, Oymer, or Rav Loza, Oymer Yavi, there's a different one. One's Rav Eliezer Horkinus, one's Rav Eliezer Stam, Rav Ben Shamua. Rav Eliezer, Oymer Yavi, with the Mayim Oilos. You take the money, you bring Oilos, which means it's the Oilas Yachid. Not like the Tanakhama says, oh, Sibur, he always used the money for Eilas Yachid with the extra. Continues the Mishnah on the same vein. Osham Shemesu Bailov. These are more of the cases of Chata Shemesa, is that the din is by Osham, it's pastures, until he gets a mum. So Osham Shemesu Bailov, Osham that the Bailam died, so he doesn't need a kapar anymore. It's a Kippur Bailov, or he was a Chapar with a different thing. The Loch is, what do you do to Osham? Yirat, you stive, let it go get a mum. Be a Macher and you sell it. Yiplu damal v'nadava goes to nadava, which means nidvas tzibur. Rav Loza Emer Yamusu, because like Chatas Hamei says, Rav Loza Emer Yavi b'demeha oila. You take the money and you bring an oila with it. Oila is yachid. So now the Mishnah explains what's the difference between the Tanakama and the last Rav Loza. You know, what's the difference between nidvas tzibur and nidvas yachid? Like after nadava oila hui, even nidvas tzibur is also oila. What's the difference? Ma'avi divrei Rav Loza divrei Chachamim. El vezmanchi ba oila. When it's a oila, which means a oilas yachid, you make a smicha, maybe nesachem, you bring nesachem, v'nesachem, mishaloi, and you bring your own nesachem. Mashenk in tzibur, you don't have to bring nesachem from yourself. It goes from the tzibur. Another difference is, if he's a kayin, if it's a nidvas yachid, he can bring the oil of himself and keep everything he wants. Mashenk in, if it's tzibur, it goes to the mishmar of the day. Or with manchi nedava, the Mishnah explains all the chilukim. Manchi nedava, ain't a semech alaha, ain't a mevelar a sacham a sacham a shot sibur, the sacham comes from shot sibur. Afi shu kayin avidas the oira, mishal anchi mishmar. The kayin, even the kayin does this, so the oira goes to anchi mishmar. That's called the sibur and the yachid. Like upon him, our Mishnah says really three things. Tamura sasham, a vlad of a tamura, a asham shmesh bailav, shakipra bailav. All these things, the halach is that. It's Yirat Yistayiv, and the money falls to the Dava Tzibur, one man Yama says, or the Vasyach, one man says, all these things are Yimusu. So, but the Mishnah says all different cases, like Tamura Sasha, Vlad Tamura, Asha Beis Vailov, Shkir Vailov, Tamura the Tzricha. We need at least the two different Bavas. We have to say both of them, say the Machloikis, Bel Yazacham. We may just say by one, and we'll learn out the other ones. No, you have to say it twice. Why? The Tzricha. If you said by Asham Shekipru Bailov, Rabbi Eliezer says that's Yomus, I would say, you know why by Kipru Bailov, Rabbi Eliezer says Yomus? Because he has a Gzeira Acha Kapara to the Fnei Kapara. And you're going to say that even before Kapara, if you allow it to pasture after Kapara, you're going to say, even before Kapara, if it gets a mum, I can repaid it and use the money for Ayla. And that's not true. If you didn't bring an Asham yet, and your Asham got a mum, you have to take that money and bring an Asham. You cannot bring out Ayla. If before your Kapara, your Asham gets a mum, the Lachiz, you got to make another Asham. You can't turn it into Ayla. So that would be your Musa was there after that. But how come Rav Lezzi, you think, Pshar Lezzi is Musa, Mishun Dugaz, Lach Kapara, Tufnei Kapara? By Tmura's Asham, Vlad Tmura, and Moed L'Rabbana. By Tmura's Asham, and Vlad Tmura, there's no chash there to anything there that you're going to come bring it as a carbon. As Ayla, there's no shayla. There ain't Moed L'Rabbana. Their attack is always Ayla. Ain't Moed L'Rabbana. V'yashvina hasam, you just said tumuros asham v'lad tumura. So we say there, Rabbanam say that didn't because no chashak gzeira. Hagar Rabbanam. But asham moed to Rav Eliezer. But maybe asham is moed to Rav Eliezer that is a gzeira tzricha. So we need both cases. And the truth is, there's another girsa in the Gemara here that has a different tzricha. So, but if you want to see it, you can see Rashi. We'll just stick with our girsa in the Gemara. But there's another girsa in the tzricha. So basically saying that maybe dafka, it's the opposite. Maybe dafka tumura is asham, Rabbi Eliezer would say meisu, because there you might bring the tumura as an asham, you're not going to be yoytzer to the mitzvah. And that's not going to be yoytzer to the mitzvah. And therefore he said yemusu. Masha'en can other things in no chash. That would be the other girsa in the Gemara. And the article probably doesn't bring down the other girsa. So just stick to Rashi. If you look at Rashi, you can see that. That's the other girsa, it's the opposite. But either way, we're saying there's a tzrichas of both cases. Zok tomorrow vayta. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avua. We have a big machloikas on our Mishnah, right? Yemusu, or if it's a way to get some mum, way to get some mum. Omar Nachman, Omar Rav Avua. Machloikas la'acha kapara. Vafnei kapara divrei ha'koil, hu atzma yirkav asham. Rav Nachman first says, Omar Rav Gechidish. The whole machloikas is after kapara. But before kapara, divrei ha'koil, hu atzma, let's say, a vlad ha'tmura, he says, the vlad ha'tmura can be carved as an asham. It says in our Mishnah, vlad ha'tmura has to go get a mum, right? So Rav Nachman Chiddush, the vlad of a tumura, it's not tumura itself can't be, but the vlad of a tumura, he wants a taina, that if it's four kapara, I could use that for asham. If it's four kapara, let's say the main asham got lost now, I could use the vlad of the asham. That's what Rav Nachman wants to mechash to us. Omer Rav, stay true with Vdava. Chodo de'in odam mischaper v'dova abav aveira. First of all, you can't have a kapara with something that comes from my aveira. The vlad came from my aveira because it came from a tamura. It's a vlad tamura. Yeah, the vlad tamura. Remember, the asham doesn't have a vlad itself. The vlad of a tamura. You can use it as an asham. For example, the asham gets lost. You can use it as a chrayis, as an insurance policy. Use a vlad tamura. So Rava has a kash on that. First of all, he says that this vlad came from my aveira. Came from a tamura. Tamura is a aveira. So you can't do kapara if someone comes from Avera. And Rashi Vavarns, even though we know that Oila and Ashlamim, their Tumura and their Vlad Tumura could be brought as a carbon, so there's not a kapara. That's not a kapara. But here, it's a kapara, you can't use something that's a Baba Avera. That's number one, Rav's Taina. And number two, Taina, Vaoid, Hatani Rav Chanila, Sri Rav Yeshua Malevi, Rav Chanila brought a ride to Yeshua Malevi from a Brisa, the Amri, Vlad Rishon Karav, Vlad Cheni and Karav. Vlad Sheni is never Karav, and this is called the Vlad Sheni, Rashi explains, because the Tumur is called like the Vlad Rishon, and the Vlad Tumur is called like Vlad Sheni. We know how to read a Brisa before, in Kesev, the Dafka, Hu Makriv, Vlad Rishon Karav, Vlad Sheni and Karav, we had a Brisa. So there's two Tainas on Rav Nachman. First of all, that's a Baba Aveira, and second of all, we know Vlad Sheni can't be Makriv. So we switched it around a little, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Rav Avua. Machloikis Kaidim Kapara. The whole Machloikis, what to do with it, Yamusu or Ri'iya, it's Kaidim Kapara. Ach Kapara, who Atzmai, Karav Oila. After Kapara, the Vlad Tamura, I can bring as a Oila. Pray to Gemara, Lamaisa Akaponim, it's a Vlad Shani. The first Teretzi answer, the first Kasha was Amos Chaper, but Dovavera, it's good, it's not a Kapara, it's a Oila. But this, it's not a Kapara, it's not coming for a Kapara. So you don't care if it's a Dovavera, it's not a Kapara. But the second kash is still shvek. The second kash says the Vlad Sheni doesn't work. But Tani Rav Chia L'Siyur Rav Yishuv Levi. Mar says you're right. Kasha shvek. Zok to Gemara Vayta, the last Gemara before the Mishnah. Boi minei Rav Oven Rav Chia Rav Oven Bar Kana. Rav Oven Bar Chia asked the question from Rav Oven Bar Kana. Hifrish the Kevel Asham. We know Mafrish the Kevel Asham wants the halacha. According to the Tanakhama, at least, you have to wait to get some mum. It's nothing. What about its son? It has a son. B'no amahu, shikav oila. Can I bring his son as a oila? Can I bring his son as a oila? Because the maisa, the son is a roya for oila. So the Maratif Shalom Reis Rechinina. Why don't we arrive from Reis Rechinina? What? It's a, yeah, but here's not a real asham. It's not a Vlad Tamura here. It's a Ifrish the Kevel asham. In the case. Remember, it's a Kevel asham, which is Kusha Guf, but it's never really an asham. Halacha is there, if they get some mum and you bring the money for Oila. That's halacha over there. So here, Hefesh Kevel Asha, what about son? Can I bring the son itself for Oila? So we have Tishlo and Rav Yisrael Chanina. We had before, Rav Yisrael Chanina, we had this before on Daf, on yesterday's Daf, your test on base on top, it said, that Rav Yisrael says, Moida Rav Eliezer, Mafesh Kevel Asha, the ain't benal kar of Asha. And we're assuming that means also ain't kar of Oila. He didn't hear that. Zamai, he had a question. He asked him a question. He asked him, oh, the Rabbi Oven, what's halacha for the son of the Nekeva L'Asham? Can I bring that as a oila or not? Amalei, but not karva oila. He says, no, yeah, you can bring it as oila. So, Freit the Gemara, hi, Mai, what's found that? Atkan l'kam Rabbi Yezer, el mafresh Nekeva L'Oila. Only by a oila, Nekeva L'Oila, dika shem oila imai, you can bring the son for a oila. Avagabi Asham, like a shem oila imai, for Rabbi Yezer Maida. Isn't this true, Les is Maida? And we had really machlokes before, Rav Chista and Rava, about this, a similar machlokes. But the Gemara says that the fear of Eliezer, that the you can makir the Vlad itself as a oila, it said before. And the Gemara asks, why by Asham not? So Rav Chista says, yeah, but Asham also, it can bring as oila. And Rava said not. So that's really what's going on here. It's really Rav Chista and Rava over here. So he says, Hi, Mai, what do you mean? It's only about Oila. Shem El Ima, but Asham, you can't bring the kid as Oila. Amalei, no. Time of the Rav Liaz, Lav Mishim Shem El Ima. I don't hold it. I'll look at Rechista. Stop because Shem El Ima. El Mishim the Chazi La Akrava, because the baby itself is Chazi La Akrava. By now, Mishim Chazi La Akrava. This is also Chazi La Akrava. No, talking about the what? The Kevla Asham is not, then the son is La Oila, the Oila of Zacha. The problem is when I ask the first of Mishnah, not like that. Eisvei. Our Mishnah says that you have a Vlad of the Tumura, even though it's Chazi La Krava, it's Yirat Yistavu. Eisvei, Vladon, Vladon, Tzevkal Oilam, Yavid Meim Oila, Vidim Meim In. Atzme Lo, you can't bring itself a Oila. So it's a Kasha on Rav Avin. And it's Kasha on Rav Chista, the same price. You're right. If it's Yodel Zacha, you can bring it as a Oila. The case here was, though, only had the Kevas. We live avloy and we answer shneir dechikas. I'm going to answer. Yeah, it was yoel the kevas ad soif ha'olam. Ad kan our girsa in our gemara, and we're looking in the gemara part. But the article maybe has another girsa of Rashi that. The Gemara said that there could have been another tarets there. There might have been another tarets. It says Mechlal, you're saying Shnu Yedchiki, you have a different tarets. So Ayin Shom for a different girsa. But our Gemara, the way we have it is, the Gemara answers this girsa. The way we're answering the Rabbi Oven is by saying, Yoldon the Keva is outside for Elam, that was the case, and therefore Allah is Yiru Achiyastavu.